Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Things are kind of in a bit of damage control at the moment, Jess. just before the news, we quickly ran to the bathroom, came back, bumped into a staff member here. His name's Gus. He's 22. Absolute ripper. Caught him in a bit of a crisis.
Yes.
Got to stop the show and talk about it. So much so, we've invited him into the studio. Hello, Gus.
Hello. I'm 21, by the way.
Oh. I told you I didn't think he was 22
wow,
yet.
Wow, I've given you too much credit. Now, Gus, he's part of the promotions team.
Yeah.
Absolute superstar, doing lots of work.
If you've won a prize with K-Rock, you've probably spoken to Gus.
Now, Gus, I caught you in a bit of a panic. Now I've found out that this has been happening for the last couple of days. What was the panic that I caught you in?
I thought I was confiding in you, Tim, but obviously not.
Got a radio show, bro.
Trying to post one of those prizes, and I've never sent a letter myself. I've been with Mum to the post office to send letters, but I've never written it myself.
So you don't know how to address an envelope?
I don't know how to address an envelope. I don't know where the stamp goes. I know it goes in one of the corners. I just wasn't sure which one.
This is adorable. This is the best.
So you were tasked this. And like, you've been here a couple of months now, and from all the feedback, including like we get to work directly with you, you're absolutely hitting it out of the park, killing it.
Already this has won Employee of the Month.
First month, won Employee of the Month. And your downfall is posting a letter?
Well, my manager just said, oh, can you just post this prize? And I went, yeah, no worries. And
then this is the definition of fake it till you make it.
Confidence
of youth. Yes.
I like it. So you think you've been instructed enough on how to successfully post this letter?
I think I could do it again if I had my time.
Which of the corners does the stamp go in?
I did top right, but it was a bit confusing because I had to use two stamps, which I didn't understand that concept.
Oh, the value of stamps.
The value of the stamps.
Yeah.
So that kind of jammed them both in the top right corner.
And normally when you would write a letter to someone, say you're going to write their name and the address, you would put it smack bang in the middle.
Yes.
Technically, I see where Gus has gone with this. Like, you know how on a page you start on the left-hand side?
Oh, no.
He started on the left-hand side.
Of course, naturally.
I thought the postman would see kind of the right-hand side. I put on the right-hand side.
Yeah, like, it's so busy with stamps.
Yeah. I just wanted to make it easier for the postman.
What did you put on the back of the letter? Did you put a return address?
No.
Ooh. So if that prize goes missing, that'll just go off into the ether of the Australia Post.
Because you usually put like from on the back.
What's the return address do?
It's our address in case the receiver doesn't receive it, and then they will return it to this address. But now it'll just not ever make it.
So would that be the same if I didn't put stamps on it, would they send it back to us saying we can't post it, you didn't pay for it?
Well, if you didn't put the return, then they're just getting a free letter with no information whatsoever.
I actually don't know what happens if you post a letter without stamps. That's
a
great question.
I think the Prime Minister gets it. I think it's his problem. Secondly, I also hear that you're having issues with checks. Is this true?
Yeah, I did have... more than an issue, I kind of never really seen a check before. I've seen it in movies and when people win Tats Lotto.
The giant check.
Yeah, the big check. Yeah. That's what I thought.
They're not all big.
That is the downside of adult life. That is, they're actually quite small.
To be fair to Gus, I am 33 and I don't think I've ever cashed a check.
Oh, my accountant sends me stuff in.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I get my tax back through a check, and it's like, I'm like, great. This is, instead of a simple online transaction, this is
like when
so much to do.
When I bought my property, I had to get one of those like bank checks, and I went into the bank and I was like, excuse me, I need a bank check, please.
Yeah, very big, very big grown-up stuff. Well, you're 21. Mm-hmm. You're an adult. You're figuring it out. We appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that, because I imagine it's been. I can see by the look in your face. I feel like you're embarrassed, but you're like, what else am I to know and to do?
I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I can, you know, get some advice from my elders here at any time, and I appreciate that.
Unnecessary.
I rate it. What I thought we could do, you've actually, Gus, if anything, you've inspired Jess and myself, because what we want to do on 952-232-955, what don't you know that you should?
Yeah.
Especially for young people. Like, if you've got a young person in your life, what were you shocked that they just didn't know? They didn't figure it out.
Or older people in your life. I had to show someone how to upload a video onto YouTube over the weekend.
See, it goes both ways, Gus.
Yeah.
So it's not
I definitely know how to do that. That's for sure. Yeah.
All right. Actually, if you could stick around and show me, I don't know how to do that.
My husband, he was well into his 30s when I taught him how to fold socks.
Oh, that's fun, though.
Before I met him.
Yeah.
he would tie them together in a knot and put them in his drawer. And then he wondered why they were all stretched.
What is this, like, fisherman? What is happening?
First saw him do it, I went, what is happening? And he's like, how are you supposed to do socks?
Yeah. He was actually proposing and you said, get back up. No, until you until you figure this out, it's a no. But we're asking, because I guess it goes all different generations. Mm. Like, yeah, we're looking at Gus and we're going, all right, he's 21. He doesn't know how to like send
he's
something in the post.
He's just figuring out the world still.
But it goes the other way. Like, you taught someone how to upload a video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't know how to do that. I assume there is a link or a folder.
It could not be a more simple process.
Okay, all right.
But we do have Steve from Lara on 52232955.
Remember, any caller that gets on air, they could end up as the caller of the week and get $100 to spend at Frankie Geelong on a Friday. Frankie is Geelong's premier Asian fusion restaurant, cocktail bar and function venue.
Steve from Lara, what do you not know that you probably should?
Oh, well, I don't know how to do, like, I'm a millennial, and I don't know how to do technology. So, like, my sister, she's, like 10 years younger than me, and she's always making fun of how I don't know how to, like, you know, do internet stuff, you know?
What, like, sort of internet stuff are you doing,
Steve? I don't
know, like, post a photo on Facebook. I don't know how to do any of that. I get her to do that sort of stuff, you know?
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not as useless as your husband and Gus. They don't make fun of me.
No,
right?
Steve, no, I get it. Because I when I go and visit my parents who live a couple of hours away, pretty much guaranteed, and I know
they'll be having some sort of tech issue.
My brother-in-law, if it's not me, it's him. It's mostly to do with their TV, and it's like, I can't get Channel 9. Like, and it's like,
yeah, I don't know how to do that. Yeah, how do I do that? You know?
So,
well, we did the Amazon Christmas list, whatever. But we do KK, our family.
Oh, right, yes.
I know how to do it. And then my sister's making fun of me.
Yeah, and I get that. I'd rather much be given a piece of paper with someone's name than, like, sign into this website to find out who you're buying for. That's confusing.
Post your wish list.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. Steve from Lara.
That's my feelings, my sister. She really does.
I can I hear the hurt. I hear the hurt, Steve. We are here for you. So just take a breath. Yeah, he's losing it. Steve, we've got to say goodbye to Steve. That's the most frazzled we've ever seen.
Yeah,
Steve. Gus
absolutely.
Is frazzled. Steve, this is crazy. Hello. This is K-Rock. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hayley calling from Corio. I am calling in regards to what we should know.
What should you know, Hayley?
Hayley, what's going on?
My 8-year-old cousin doesn't actually know what a DVD or a CD is.
Oh, no!
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yes. My God. Hey,
my auntie had taken her into JB Hi-Fi and she's like, Mum, what's a DVD? Because she's bought in the Netflix era.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, have you explained to her, Hayley, that Netflix started as DVDs
like
being
a physical store,
posted out to you?
Yeah, it's actually hurt my feelings that she doesn't know the pain of running to the toilet on an ad break or anything like that. Or before the movie starts, you need to run to the toilet. If not, you miss the start of the movie.
It builds character. I agree.
Hayley, it'll hurt your feelings more once they start calling DVDs and CDs vintage, which my cousins have started doing, and that makes you feel old.
Yeah. No.
Okay, we've upset Steve. No. We've upset Hayley. This is not good. This is not what we wanted out of this.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, last night I was sitting with my husband and we were discussing a time in my life that happened long before I met him. You know it quite well, because you often make fun of me for it as well. We were discussing my emo phase.
I've only seen glimpses, and everyone has their, like, the phase.
I feel like,
especially
yeah.
millennials.
Mm-hmm. We all went through, like, an emo phase, whether it was big or small. I think we all dabbled in it.
Yeah, the amount of black Volcom shirts that I would wear.
Black eyeliner.
I didn't get into that. I did have brown hair with the blonde tips that I pushed over to the side. No,
the fringe, yeah.
Yeah.
That covers one eye.
Chuck Taylors, cargo shorts, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
But for you, like, as someone who is currently in the studio right now wearing the most beautiful, colourful, pretty dress I've ever seen, it was more drastic for you.
It was a brief moment in time where I was, my husband actually asked me if I became an emo to impress a boy.
Is that true?
It's not true. No, I became an emo to become friends with some people at school.
Okay.
And I actually stopped being an emo to impress a boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It was the reverse. Uno reverse.
You were like, I actually love Kelly Clarkson. I don't want to listen to any more Green Day. I just love Kelly Clarkson.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about, right? Because we were discussing this, you know, phase of my life where I decided I was going to be an emo, and I was the worst emo ever. And if anyone has listened to the show for more than 5 minutes, they know that emo life was not for me.
You're definitely emotional. Right? Like, can we just 100%, clear that up? You have so much emotion.
I wasn't the right emotion.
Yes.
And so we were talking about like what kind of music I used to listen to. And I was trying to find this band to tell my husband. Like, I was obsessed with this one band in particular. Like, my friends obviously listened to like Slipknot and Marilyn Manson. And I was like, I can sort of get on board.
It's a bit heavy for me.
It's a lot. It's a lot of screaming. And I wasn't into the screaming side of things. I was into the more like indie kind of emo punk kind of bands.
Like, are you talking like more like Simple Plan or...
Well, this is exactly where I went down a rabbit hole, because I'm looking through my Spotify trying to find this band that I was obsessed with, and I could not remember their name for the life of me. Okay. And so I'm going through all of these lists, and then this morning, as I'm driving into work, I go to, you know, chuck on a song, and all of a sudden on my Spotify, all these suggested playlists.
Excellent.
Millennial 2000s punk rock mix.
Yes.
Millennial 2000s emo mix.
Great.
Millennial.
Millennial, millennial, millennial.
Every suggested playlist is just millennial now. And so now Spotify knows me. They know I'm a dirty, filthy millennial.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry. You kept that pretty close to your
chest
beforehand.
Well, I mean, I was hiding it pretty well, you know. I was listening to a lot of Sabrina Carpenter. So I think it thought I was Gen Z, and then...
I think the audience for Sabrina Carpenter is Gen Z because it makes you feel young again.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I am that hot bitch. But in reality, you know, I'm sitting here...
I'm 33.
Yeah, I'm 33. Yeah. I'm sitting here in pajamas eating hummus. I'm not Sabrina Carpenter, but I love her music.
So the fact that I could not find... the one band that I was obsessed with. Yeah. My husband does not believe me that I ever had an emo phase.
I mean, it's hard when you say you were obsessed with a band, but you can't remember their name. Can you remember, like, have you got a song? Like, can you sing us anything to help us get there?
No, I couldn't.
Come on.
And this is when I was looking through all these millennial playlists to try and find this one band, and it just kept giving me Green Day, Simple Plan, Blink-182. Yeah. Green Day, Simple Plan, Blink-182. And
that's like, a good playlist.
This is. I'll send it to you later.
Thank you.
This is not the playlist I was looking for. I want the more niche bands. Right. We might have to talk off air and you help me find.
Oh, no,
band.
I won't. It's not my job. Figure it out yourself. If you're a band you're obsessed with, it should come back into your memory. I just, like, the whole time you've been speaking, how do you pronounce it? Is it Spotify?
Oh,
because
yes.
I just listened to radio, K-Rock 955 on the frequency dial.
And that's why I deleted the app immediately.
Yes, as you should, because it's scary. Very scary. So only listen to radio. That Big Hit Energy, it'll give you that emo fix that you need. When
you don't
need
have to go searching for music, because we give you all the good stuff. No. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim, I want to talk schoolies for a minute. I know we've been standing in solidarity with all of the year 11 and 12 students completing their VC exams over the last few weeks.
Congratulations, by the way.
I believe, you know, schoolies started last week and will continue for the next couple of weeks in various locations across the country.
Well, as of tomorrow, we are pretty sure that all the exams are done.
Yeah.
You went to Torquay for schoolies.
I did go to Torquay for schoolies.
Is the place you stayed still there?
Well, we just hired like a house. It was like an Airbnb situation.
Before Airbnb existed.
I think it was stays.
Excellent.
So I'm sure it probably still exists. I'd have to go back and find the address. I should do a drive-by.
I was chatting to my wife this week and she was like, what do you want to do this weekend? I was like, oh, maybe we go to like, go for a drive. We'll go to Lawn. And then I was like, hang on. No, we won't.
Possibly the worst time
we
of year to do so.
We will stay far, far. But if you want to go and explore, if you get anywhere before midday, like after midday, they're all going to wake back up.
That's true.
Beforehand, I think you're a little bit more in the clear.
Schoolies is kind of synonymous with the Gold Coast, though, with
100%.
More than 20,000 students arriving in the Gold Coast over the next few weeks.
That's so confronting to hear.
Yeah. And it is just a sea of 18-year-olds, essentially. In fact, one journalist was going around interviewing some of the students on a night out.
TV stations, it's their Logies. Oh. I know that they have the Logies, but they love this kind of time.
I want to talk to you about this one journalist. He describes a young schoolie, standing at a late-night tattoo parlor on the glitter strip as the clock strikes midnight after she shelled out $120 for a memento that she shall cherish for life.
Okay.
She got herself a tattoo while on schoolies at the Gold Coast.
Right.
She has said to this journalist, "I got this tattoo on my bum. It says wants and dreams with a Z."
Ooh. Yeah. Wants and dreams.
Yep. Apparently, it's a combination of her two favorite songs. Wants and Needs is a song by Drake, and Wet Dreams is a song by J. Cole. So she put them together because that's her and her boyfriend's favorite songs. I'm sure she will definitely not regret that.
No, I rate that. Speaking of regretting tattoos, my best mate, I believe he got this on schoolies.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's got a tattoo on his bum as well. And his dad's name is Greg, and he got no regrets. It's still there.
Has he had any regrets?
No, he's got no regrets. He loves it.
Did his dad like it?
I don't know if his dad knows.
Oh, God.
We're in our 30s now. He probably should know. But I rate it. Like, at my wedding, because he was my... Best man. I was going to say mate of honor.
They should call it maid of honor.
He was like, "Can I do anything to help you today?" And I was like, "I'd like to see the Noah Greg's tattoo, please." He whipped out his bum and I was like, "Yeah, stunning. That's good. I'm feeling a little bit less stressed." So he has no regrets and no regrets.
Amazing. Hey, 52232955, would love to hear about your tattoo regret. Celia from Lara, you do have a little bit of tattoo regret, don't you?
I sure do. So my husband and I got matching tattoos a few years ago as a cow and a bull. And I didn't check the design properly and my cow ended up with 6 teats instead of 4.
6 teats? That's too many teats.
I mean, it's not something you'd look out for though, Celia, right? Like you'd be checking like the face of the cow and like the placement.
Well, that's it.
You're not going to count the number of teats.
I kept staring at the design. I'm like, something feels off. No, I couldn't pick it.
I mean,
and then it wasn't until it healed, and I was like, oh, hang on. Cows are only meant to have 4.
Maybe the tattoo artist was also a failed dairy farmer who thought, if only my cows had bloody 6 teats, maybe we could have kept the farm up and running. But no, they had 4, and in my ideal world, they would have 6 teats, which means more milk.
Celia, is it somewhere where you can see it all the time, or is it kind of hidden?
It's on my inner left bicep, so I can hide it.
Okay.
But, like, because the teats are sort of down near my elbow, you know, if I'm in a short sleeve T-shirt, you can kind of pick it.
Oh, the teats are just hanging out the bottom, just popping out the bottom of the shirt?
We kind of made it into a joke because the reason we got it was because my husband nicknamed me the cash cow because I'm the breadwinner of the family.
Amazing.
Like, oh, it means more. We can get more milk out of this cow. So.
Well, now he calls you 6 Teat Celia. So, you know, nicknames change and evolve.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.